quote, "I feel like a Duck Dynasty guy living in a Miley Cyrus world. And to be perfectly honest with you, I feel like I'm getting twerked on by Washington, D.C. So writes Todd Starnes of Fox News Channel in the opening of his new book, God Less America. Todd joins us now for a few minutes. Todd, welcome.
Hi, how are you doing, Jerry?
Doing great, thank you. Thanks so much for being with us. And I'll, by the way, I'll take as many minutes as you give me, but here we go. Let me start with this. Why did you write the book?
Well, you know, I cover these stories every day here at Fox News, and I talk about them on my daily radio commentaries, and I write about them in my column. And, you know, every time I post one of these stories, the genuine response, the same response from everyone is this. We had no idea this was happening in our country. And it's a good point people raise that, you know, these stories are not on the evening news. They're not on the network newscast.
And so by the way, let me just stop you. When you say these stories, you're talking about like anti-Christian episodes.
Well, I'm talking mostly about these attacks on religious liberty.
Okay.
And those kinds of stories are just not featured on the mainstream news networks. And so I wanted to compile a book that would contain and include evidence that religious liberty is under attack in this country, and not just religious liberty, but specifically the Christian faith. And that's why I wrote God Less America.
Mm-hmm. In fact, the subtitle is Real Stories from the Front Lines of the Attack on Traditional Values. Can you go ahead and tell us about your network of information sources?
Well, I receive a lot of the tips on from my stories from my readers. They see something happening in their neighborhoods, in their schools, and within the government, and they let me know about it. One of the big issues, I think there are really two issues. One involves the military, and the other involves public schools. I think over the past 5 years, we've seen President Obama and his administration wage an effort to cleanse the military of Christianity.
Wow.
It's pretty evident from history that the military has been steeped in the Christian tradition, going back all the way to George Washington, who mandated that there be chaplains. Today, those chaplains are not even allowed to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. There are chaplains who are not allowed to have Bibles on their desks. We have seen countless stories come across my desk involving soldiers who have basically been told to keep their faith to themselves. The other issue is the public school system. And quite frankly, our public schools have been turned into secular indoctrination centers where children are being stripped of the beliefs and the moral foundation they're learning at home, and they're being told that that big government is in fact God. So, Jerry, I think the reason why those two things are important is this. If the government can change the culture of the military, and if they can change the culture in the public schools, then I believe they're going to be able to change the culture in the general population.
Now, you had a chapter in the book where you were talking about some man within the administration, and I actually did a Google search on the man to see if, you know, could this be correct? Tell us about Miles Leary, Miles O'Leary. Is this true, or were you just making that up?
No. This is one of our parody chapters.
Oh, okay.
And one of the one of the great reviews I thought of the book was someone who said this book is a perfect combination of humor and horror. And we do have a bit of humor tucked into this book.
Okay.
In this particular chapter, what I did was I took real-life instances of people trying to deify President Obama. I was at the Democratic National Convention covering that when the Democrats booed God and tried to vote him out of the party platform. While I was walking around the convention hall, I noticed they were actually selling Barack Obama prayer garments that you could drape over your head as you prayed. And so I thought, you know, as I was writing the book, I thought, you know, all these people are trying to deify President Obama. What would a religion look like that was centered around the president. And so in this chapter, I created this fake religion based upon the teachings of President Obama and all of these real-life stories.
Yeah.
And as funny and entertaining as that chapter is, it's also quite frightening because yes. a lot of that stuff has already happened.
I've actually seen with my own eyes, I remember seeing this video of this poor little black kid who was actually praying, and he was praying to Obama, saying prayers like to Obama, as if he was God.
Well, you know, we have seen school children that have been singing praise songs. They were taught yeah. praise songs to Obama. We had Hollywood stars, Jamie Foxx, who came out and said that Barack Obama is my Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
You know, these kinds of things are not humorous. They're very disturbing. I even tell the story in the book about a nativity scene that was created featuring not Mary and Joseph, but President Obama and his wife.
Wow. That's amazing. Tell us about the Wounded Warrior story. I found that shocking. I mean, which charity wouldn't want to have money? But tell us the story.
That's right. There was a church in Florida, and it's a Baptist church, and they have a Christian school as a part of the church. And they were preparing to raise money for the Wounded Warrior Project. And the children got so excited about this, and they were on target to raise something like $50,000 for it. It's just an outrageous amount of money. But people were so excited about participating and giving money to help the men and women injured fighting for their freedom to worship. And so anyway, they're in the process of doing this fundraiser, and they get word from Wounded Warrior that they don't accept money from churches.
Because?
Well, because of a conflict with their policies, with their private fundraising policies.
So their vision is just a pure secular one.
Well, apparently so.
Yeah, it's almost as if Christians are becoming second-class citizens in a country founded by Christians for Christian liberty for everybody. Liberty for everybody.
Well, I contend that we are well on our way to that happening. You know, I wrote this book I turned the manuscript in about 7-8 months ago.
Right.
And in this book, I predicted that we're going to see attacks on the church itself. We're going to see pastors come under persecution for preaching from the pulpit. And little did I know, the book came out yesterday, and little did I know that just the day before the book came out, a pastor in California, Pasadena, he's bivocational, he is the director of Pasadena's health department.
Oh, yes.
He was put on leave, suspended from his job because of something he preached about homosexuality in the pulpit.
You know, homosexuality is one of the big areas. I mean, it's as if homosexual rights and Christian rights are at odds with each other, and we know who, at least temporarily, is winning at present.
Well, the courts to this point have indeed concluded that gay rights trump religious rights.
Wow.
There was a case I write about in the book about a husband and wife. They run a photography business in New Mexico.
Right.
And they declined to photograph a gay wedding. They were brought up on charges of discrimination. That went all the way to the New Mexico Supreme Court, and they sided with the gay couple.
Mm.
The attorneys then for the photographer tried to take it to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court turned down the case, which means state law holds precedent.
Right.
And therefore, at least in New Mexico, gay rights do, in fact, trump religious rights.
By the way, we should point out that the Supreme Court receives thousands, I think something like 10,000 requests or 8,000 a year, and they only take on about 100 cases. So it's kind of like, well, if you lose at the lower level, maybe you've basically lost. Listen, I've got to squeeze something in because I know our time with you is very short, Todd, and I appreciate this time. The ultimate founder of this radio station was the late Dr. D. James Kennedy, and when I got to talk with you a couple months ago, I understood from what you said that perhaps Dr. Kennedy's program had input in shaping your worldview. Is that true?
Well, he certainly did, and you know, I must say that I was very fortunate to grow up in the 70s and the 80s, and you know, watching him preach and speak was a big part of our family tradition. And I really appreciate, you know, great men of faith like Dr. Kennedy. And sadly, I think in this country right now, we're lacking in that department. You know, we need more men of God like D. James Kennedy to stand in the pulpit and stand firm in the faith and stand up for American, you know, for those American values that are based on Judeo-Christian principles.
Exactly. Todd Starnes, again, the name of the book, God Bless America. Thanks so much for writing it, and thanks for joining us, Todd.
Jeremy, God bless. Thank you.
God bless you. Okay, bye-bye.